sister when I got here, but that plan went out the door. I probably managed to call her. Probably wouldn't get anything from her.
She don't understand.
She probably doesn't even have signal either, so... Texas is pretty much Sprint blackout though.
Same thing there. We get on. We got to get off the hard internet to check.
We're going to have sort of a public Wi-Fi.
Fort Loramie's is good. Thank you.
S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Entrance C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
The staff at Sydney Body CarStar understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body CarStar and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body CarStar, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body CarStar.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body CarStar's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body CarStar.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're CarStar, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It's an early season showdown from here at Rushi High School on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi hosting Jackson Center, two girls teams which promise to be heavyweights in the Shelby County League this year. It could go right down to the wire in February with these two teams among several battling for the Shelby County League Championship. It should be a very fine game here today. Rushi 12-11 a year ago, 6-6 in the Shelby County League. Graduated Cassie Plyman one season ago. Virtually everyone else is back. Jackson Center 21-8 last year, 8-4 in the Shelby County League. Of course, the Tigers made that fabulous late season run and continued outstanding play in the tournament and went on to the state semifinal before losing. The Tigers graduated Peyton Esser and Pauline Meyer. Virtually all the other scoring returns for the Tigers. A couple of very tall teams, Chuck. 7 seniors on the Jackson Center volleyball team all play basketball. Yes, Jackson Center got a late start in hoops because of the state tourney run in volleyball, but these Tiger players know each other so well. Jackson Center 1-0, scored over 70 against Lima Perry. Rushi also unbeaten 3-0.
Well, and you're right. You look at the size of these teams, I think Jackson's going to be a little deeper. And my goodness, they go 6'2", 6'2", 5'11", mm-hmm. and all three of those young ladies play. On the other side, you got Wilson at 6 feet. You got, and I always mess her name up, is it Gerke?
Garkey.
Garkey.
Rhymes with car key.
Okay, car key. So Christina Garkey is a 6 footer too. I think they might, if you're going to have quickness, possibly a little bit of that go is going to go Rushi's way. Maybe some outside shooting. Tiffany Hatcher is a real streaky shooter. Mm-hmm. If she gets on a 3-point binge, you better find her because she can shoot it. And on the other end, Peyton Esser is who they're going to have to replace. And they were talking about, in the summer at least, Cassie Meyer playing some point at 5'8". I like that. I mean, if she can handle the basketball, she can see over her defender. And I think that's a good situation for the Tigers.
Well, Cassie demonstrates a lot of know-how and savvy, very experienced player. And she can run this team from the point, I'm sure. You mentioned size. Wow, these are two of the tallest Division IV teams in the Southwest region of girls high school basketball here in this state. 6'2", Olivia Clark will start for Jackson Center. 6'2", Alicia Kessler will start for Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer will play out front. She'll likely be joined by Cameron Elkert and Kennedy Reese at guard spots for Jackson Center. They both can shoot the three ball pretty well. Meanwhile, for the Rushi Raiders, you've got size, including Larissa Poling at 6'1", Cameo Wilson at 6 feet. They nearly match the two tall players for Jackson Center on the interior. When was the last time, Chuck, we called a Division IV girls basketball game with four, count them, four young ladies on the court in the opening fives, 6 feet taller or better?
Well, it's been a long time. And the thing you got to understand, if you're both of these teams, if you're a perimeter player, when you get into that lane, you better be looking to dump it, because it's going to be like shooting through the redwoods down there.
The 2 6-footers on Rushi's club are joined by Tiffany Hatcher, whom Chuck mentioned. She averaged over 10 points a game last year. Hot shot Maria Heron averaged over 11 a game last year. And Whitney Plyman, 5'3" tall, a very good driver. She starts at guard for Rushi. The other storyline here today, Chuck, in addition to the fact that these two teams are really good, in addition to the fact that these two teams do represent a lot of height, is the fact that the two head coaches are new.
Brand new head coaches coming back. And like you said, Jackson Center went state last year, decided that he was going to walk away, and they made a change here at Rushi too. So we'll see which group is getting the new system better.
Yeah, Jeff Reese, the head coach of Jackson Center, is principal to high school, coached at Anna 2003 to 2008, earned 3 district championships while at Anna. And the Rushi head coach is Andy Timmerman, a very successful former coach of the freshman boys, middle school math teacher. So two new systems, two new head coaches. It's early in the season. We'll see which club responds better here today. The result of these two games between these clubs this year, Jackson Center and Rushi, could go a long way to deciding the Shelby County League girls champ.
Well, I mean, you can never write off Anna, and of course you can't write off Fort Loramie.
Nope.
But on paper, at the beginning of the season, these are the two teams that you and I talked about over the summer that we felt like would be having the most comeback and probably are the two favorites in the league.
And judging from early season scores, although the competition wasn't significant, you might think that that will be the case. Both Rushi and Jackson Center, very impressive. Rushi whipped up on Sydney, beating the D1 Sydney Lady Yellow Jackets by 13, led by as many as 17 or 18 in that game, and won it rather handily. Jackson Center clobbered Lima Perry in the Lady Tigers' only game so far. Yes, it was a blowout, but when you score over 70 in a D4 girls basketball game, Chuck, you have displayed some pretty daggone good offense.
Oh, no doubt about it. I was talking to Tim Cummings, the varsity assistant, before the JV game, and he said that we still are trying to get our legs under us. We're not shooting the ball as well as I know we're going to. But he said Lima Perry was not very good, and they turned him over and turned him over. We kind of saw the same thing with Minster and Salina on Thursday night, except Minster does shoot the ball well.
Sure do. Well, if this game today here is anything like last year's two bouts between these clubs, it should be a close one. Rushi won by 7 at Jackson Center. Jackson Center came back and won by a point here at Rushi, which demonstrates what you said last night, Chuck, before the Anna-Fort Loramie boys game. Home court in the Shelby County League, boys or girls, usually doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot.
No, because all these Shelby County teams, they travel. Their fans want to see them play. There's no game that's so far away that you go, gee, I don't want to drive all the way from Rushi to Fort Loramie. So everybody comes. It's every game's like a home game.
Yep. Oh, what a run by the Jackson Center Tigers last year in basketball.
It was fun to watch.
Yeah, 8 straight victories overlapping the end of the season and the tournament. In the sectional, beat Lehman by 8, then beat Tri-Village by 5, beat Miami Valley by 6. I don't think Jackson Center was really favored by most people in either one of those games. And then upended Fort Loramie by 8 in the regional championship and led Faustoria St. Wendland by 2 or 3 possessions in the first half of that state semifinal game before falling by 10, 57-47. Faustoria had the big 6'4" gal in the middle.
She was only 6'4"? I thought she was about 8 feet tall. Yeah, you know, they did a really good job, but it was just, she was too much to handle. They really went out there and did not embarrass themselves.
Right.
It was fun to watch them play.
Kudos to Scott Dosick, head coach of the Jackson Center girls basketball team last year, and to Kim Metz, head coach of volleyball at Jackson Center, a repeat. 2 straight titles in Division IV volleyball. That Chuck, I hung around to watch the Division III volleyball state championship. Jackson Center, every bit as good as Miami East. In fact, scrimmaged Miami East and beat them. I think Jackson Center would have been competitive in Division II volleyball. The Tigers were that strong.
Yeah, I mean, they were so experienced. They were so long, and that's what they're going to have during basketball season. They're just incredible team height all the way across.
Well, these two clubs have had outstanding games over the years. I mentioned the 2 squeakers a year ago in 2014-15. Jackson Center won by 8 at home. Rushi won by 31 at home. Jackson Center turned the tables on Rushi at the Jackson Center gym that season. And in 2013-14, during that season, Rushi won both contests by 6 and by 3. So more times than not, when these two teams hook up, you can expect a nail-biter not decided to the last few possessions of the game. What a heck of a JV game here today.
It was.
More than 100 points scored between the two JV clubs. Covered not bare in girls basketball at either Rushi or Jackson Center. Some good talent on the floor in that JV tilt. Pulled out the Jackson Center at the very end by a bucket.
Well, a lot of times we do all these games, and there are many, many JV games that you have to wake me up because the varsity game's ready to start. This was a terrific basketball game.
It sure was. So many thanks to our fine underwriting anchor sponsors here today on scorersbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. The U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Bodkins. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. 492-9495 at Sydney Car Care. And thanks to these Rushi sponsors, big shout-outs to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Starting lineups are next. Opening tip upcoming. Rushi entertains Jackson Center in girls Shelby County League High School basketball today on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi High School, where we remain later on today as the Rushi boys entertain St. Henry. St. Henry nipped Rushi last year in Mercer County by a point on a buzzer beater. Rushi seeks revenge tonight as the Shelby County League takes on the Midwest Athletic Conference. St. Henry at Rushi this evening. Tip off at 7:30. On the web online at 7:10 tonight, right here at the Rushi Gym. On scoresbroadcast.com. Starting lineups have been introduced for the Jackson Center Tigers. The opening five players include Kennedy Reese at guard, 5'5 and a junior. Kennedy spells her first name K-E-N-N-A-D-I-E. Kennedy Reese, daughter of head coach Jeff Reese. Cameron Elkert, 5'3 senior out front, daughter of boys head coach Scott Elkert. Cassie Meyer at a wing, 5'8", a senior. Olivia Clark, 6'2", junior. Alicia Kessler, 6'2", senior, on the interior. For the Rushi Raiders, opening five is as follows. In the middle, Cameo Wilson, 6 feet tall, junior. Larissa Poling, sophomore, 6'1". Tiffany Hatcher, senior at a guard. She is 5 feet 7 inches tall. Whitney Plyman, 5'3", a junior. Maria Heron, 5'4", a senior. Chuck, I don't know if there's any better spark plug guard in Division IV girls basketball in the region than Maria Heron.
She's been doing it since she was a freshman, and she's fun to watch. And boy, we talked about Tiffany Hatcher being a streaky shooter. Maria Heron, boy, if she gets on a roll, she will light you up.
Mm-hmm. Again, so many thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them. They both came on board during the high school tournament last March. And right away, as we kick off this game, Rushi wins the opening tap, and Larissa Poling has fed the ball down low after the Raiders earned the basketball on the tip to start the game. One quick pass, and Poling got the layup to make it 2-0.
That was a good tip play. I used to love to run those because most teams don't, and they're not expecting it, but that was a nice screen, ran her down to the block, shot a two-footer.
Well done by Coach Timmerman to start this game. Here's Jackson Center launching a quick three from the left side of the floor. Bullseye, a long one is thrown in. Boy, a deep shot on the play by Cameron Elkert as she ignites Jackson Center, and it's 3-2 in favor of Rushi. Twisting into the lane goes Tiffany Hatcher for Rushi. Off balance, hit the backboard, rim no good, rebound Jackson Center. Long lead out, down the floor to Kennedy Reese. Inside to Alicia Kessler. She bodies, goes to work, missed the five-footer, got the rebound, no good. Sticks it back up once more, foul against Rushi. Well, like the looks of these two clubs right out of the gate, as you mentioned, Chuck, head coach Andy Timmerman of Rushi, fine tip play to get 2 points to kick this game off. And then Cameron Elkert comes right back and shoots in a triple for Jackson Center. Alicia Kessler, a lot of touch on the free throw, hits the rim two or three times and comes off. I said Alicia Kessler. I should have said Olivia Clark got the rebound.
The other 6'2 girl.
Uh-huh. Second free throw, Olivia. Soft touch, front rim. No good. Couldn't connect on either. And Rushi got the rebound. Raiders, Cameo Wilson in the lane. Stabbed away, but Jackson Center stolen. Here come the Tigers up the floor. Cameron Elkridge straight on. Gives it up to Reese. Here's a long lob down inside. Intended on the play for Kessler or Clark. It's too far, and it goes out of bounds in the far corner. Well, you can bet Jackson Center will work long and hard to get the ball inside to either one of the 6'2 ladies. Clark, Kessler, each of them 6'2" tall, representing perhaps the biggest high and low post in girls basketball in this region in D4. Oh, here's a nice pass by Lyman on the arc for Rushi. Fed it down inside to Larissa Poling. Missed the turnaround banker over the back foul called against Rushi. No, it's a jump. Arrow favors the Tigers, who will bring it down the floor, leading 3-2. We played 90 seconds.
Well, four of the five starters for Jackson Center played volleyball, so they are at least 2 weeks behind in practice time.
Head coach Jeff Reese, first-year head coach at Jackson Center, said, hey, the young ladies are teaching me the out-of-bounds plays. Here's Clark, foul line for Jackson Center. Barrels down the left side of the lane. Off balance, left hand, a hook. Hit the rim, might have been deflected. It's loose in the corner. It goes out of bounds to Rushi. Again, Jackson Center tried to pump the ball inside, but Rushi's got size to defend. And we are at 3-2. We're stuck at that score. 2 minutes gone here in the first period. Top of the circle with the ball, Heron for Rushi. Feeds it off to Hatcher. Hatcher fumbled it, got it back, threw it to Heron. Here's a long triple, in and out, no good. It rattled, wouldn't stay down. Loose ball rebound on the baseline, touch last by Rushi. It will be Jackson Center possession. Token pressure in backcourt by Hatcher and Heron for Rushi. Kennedy Reese on the left-hand dribble brings it down. 5:43 to go first quarter. 3-2 Tigers. Here's Elker, 25 feet out. Tries the lob to Kessler. Deflected on the play by Heron. Here's a collision. Bodies fly. Foul Clark of Jackson Center. And we've got a timeout on the floor. We had 5 points scored in the first 20 seconds of this game. And in the last 2 minutes, nothing. Defenses have prevailed. 3-2 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
The Rushi girls have beaten Sydney 54-41, Bradford 68-20, and Houston 43-29. So Rushi does have a Shelby County League game under its belt. Jackson Center's only game, a 71-21 triumph against Lima Perry on Thursday. And as Rushi brings it down after the timeout, turnover against the Raiders. Tigers have it far side of the floor.
Lyman's calling out a play and dribbling it off her foot.
Midcourt, Kennedy Reese. Near side pass to Elkert on the weave. On top, Cassie Meyer. Left side, Reese. Thought about chucking up the three. Fed it to Clark. Foul line extended left. And she receives a shove in the back as she puts the ball on the floor and starts a drive. Common foul against Rushi. Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer will throw it in. Buzzer sounds.
You can see that Clark is more aggressive offensively than she was last year already. She would not have put the ball on the floor from the foul line like that.
Exactly right. And Christina Garkey comes in for the Raiders, making Rushi even bigger. Garkey, 6 feet, post player. Good inbounds throw, but Jackson Center cutting toward the rim. is Clark. Left it short, though, and the rebound comes away to Rushi. Long pass to Hatcher. Little stop-and-go move, or I should say Poling caught it. Fake left, went right, but picked up the pivot foot. Well, after a quick start to the game offensively with the bucket each way on the first two shots, nothing resulting in the last 2 minutes 40 seconds. Down to the 5-minute mark, first quarter, stuck at 3-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Reese deep in the right corner, goes to Kessler, high post, dribbles into the lane, strides toward the basket. It was knocked away. She got it back, and her arm is grabbed, I think, in the act of shooting. I like what I've seen, both from Clark and Kessler, Chuck. Not only do they post up well, but they've shown some mobility putting the ball on the deck. Free throw Kessler, she bangs it home. 4-2, Jackson Center, 4:53 left in the first quarter. Cameo Wilson back in for Rushi after a brief respite. Second shot, Alicia Kessler for Jackson Center. It's on the way at rim. No good. Rebound knocked right back to Kessler. She drives up off the backboard. No. Clark in the lane. Tried to shoot it. Stripped away by Rushi. Each team's interior defense pretty good early in this game. Wilson high post left. Gives it up on the arc to Jenna Cordagna, who's in, a sophomore guard. Jenna, 5'8" tall, straight away. Gift to Wilson, baseline left. She's crowded, well guarded, threw it away. Picked off by Reese of Jackson Center, 2-on-2. Kennedy all the way to the cup, layup in. Kennedy Reese for Jackson Center.
She was instant offense off the bench for them last year. Now she's going to get that excitement going for the entire game.
Yep, she can be a spark plug, just like Maria Heron of Rushi. 6-2 in favor of the Tigers. And Rushi tries to drive between a couple defenders. With the basketball, Jenna Cordagna, she takes a spill, tripped on the play while shooting a shovel shot toward the iron. Two free throws for her. 4:07 left in the first. 6-2 Jackson Center, still 6-2. Free throw shooting not sharp here at the outset. Second shot for Jenna. As I mentioned, these clubs split games last year. Rushi won at Jackson Center. Jackson Center won at Rushi. Free throw number two, good. 6-3, Tigers up 3. Kennedy Reese in backcourt for the orange and black. Rushi in the home white, blue numbers outlined in gold. Jackson Center with black from top to bottom. Orange numbers with white piping. Here's a long three, Kennedy Reese, near side of the floor, short, no good. Strong rebound by Christina Garkey of Rushi. Outlet pass to Heron. Heron fakes left, goes right. Tries to throw inside to Poling. Batted free. Taken away by Cassie Meyer. Jackson Center. Look at her go the last 60 feet. A late shovel to Clark. Oh, what a dish.
Wow.
Cassie Meyer to Olivia Clark. Outstanding fast break. Fine playmaker move by Cassie Meyer, and Clark on the finish at the rim in traffic.
Well, the pass was outstanding. Her avoidance of the charge was athletic as heck.
Free throw, Olivia Clark, three-point play chance, rimmed it, no good. Rebound tipped away, gobbled up by Cordagna of Rushi. 8-3, Jackson Center. Cross-court pass to Heron. Starts a drive, feeds to Wilson, foul line extended left. Now here's Heron. Right side of the floor, Cordagna. Ball looped near side to Garkey. Baseline left. Here's a drive in traffic by Heron. Good defense by Jackson Center. And the shot is knocked away out of bounds.
Vanessa Winter stood her ground, put her hands straight up, and created the ball going out of bounds.
Good D by her. Vanessa Winter, 5'8 senior, in off the bench. Ball thrown from out of bounds into Cameo Wilson in the paint. Off balance, left-hand shot. No good. Rebound, Jackson Center. 8-3, Tigers. Foul line with the ball winner for Jackson Center. Near side of the floor. Goes on the play to Cassie Meyer. Baseline. Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double teamed. Knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. And the Tigers are up 7.
That answered my question. Can Cassie handle the ball on the point?
Wow.
I am incredibly impressed. You know she's a great athlete, but wow, that's two plays in a row that are just amazing.
Timeout Rushi with 2:46 left in the opening quarter, and the Jackson Center Tigers own a 7-point advantage. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice, who reaches out to aid small businesses with PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, custom builds, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones, handhelds, such as iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. But the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, on the opening tip to start the game, a well-designed play, got a field goal in the first 6 or 7 seconds of this contest. No bucket since.
One free throw since that point.
Here is Rushi with the ball deep in the right corner. Here's a long two-pointer tried by Whitney Plyman, who was left open, missed it hard. Rebound kicks back to Maria Heron. Drives, running one-hander, no good. Rebounded by Cassie Meyer, knocked away by Rushi, saved inbounds by Vanessa Winter, but she's on the stripe. Off Jackson Center last. Rushi inbounding baseline left. Jenna Cordonier will throw it. Jackson Center up 7. On the arc, Maria Heron. Right back to Cordonier, baseline. Tries to dribble into congestion, can't do it. Bad pass picked off by Reese. She barrels down the floor for Jackson Center. Look at her go. She's not going to be denied. All the way to the basket, Kennedy Reese. Beautiful driving layup for 2. Jenna Cordonier comes right back in the paint for Rushi. Misfires. Rebound deflected to Cassie Meyer. 12-3, Jackson Center. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Late start for the Jackson Center basketball team, but these young ladies, including the 7 volleyball players, are showing very good chemistry at the outset. Leading Rushi by 9, 1:40 left in the opening period. Here's Cassie Meyer, high left, has an avenue, down the left side of the lane, shovel shot, left hand high off the backboard, and good. What a play by Cassie Meyer.
Yeah, just the eye test. I would like to see Jackson Center and Minster play a basketball game later on in the season.
14-3 in favor of Jackson Center. They meet, Chuck, on January 10th.
Yep, I'll be there.
It's a Tuesday night. Yep. Here's a loose ball, and Rushi's into the floor, and it's scraped up at Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer flips it cross-court. Baseline left to a teammate. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter, open from 15. Bullseye! Vanessa Winter's on the money. 16-3, Tigers. 55 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Center blowing Rushi out here in the opening period. 30 feet away on the left, it goes to Maria Heron for Rushi. Cassie Meyer has clamped down on her so far. Far right wing, it goes to Whitney Plyman. Into the post to Poling, back to Whitney. Intended for Plyman, or I should say for Poling in the lane. The pass is off the mark, picked up by Winner of Jackson Center. Ahead to Reese. 26 seconds to go in the quarter. Winner, 20 feet out. Goes to work on Poling. Now to Reese. Left side of the floor, Cassie Meyer down to 16. Baseline drive by Cassie. Good penetration. Late dish to a teammate. Shot pumped up there by Miranda Hickey, who's in a 5'9 senior. No good. Rebounded by Cassie Meyer. And then it's knocked away by Rushi. Loose ball on the deck. Here comes Maria Heron with a late 40-footer as the quarter closes. Woo! What a job at Jackson Center.
Yeah, it's impressive. Just all phases of it. You can't tell that they're 2 weeks behind.
No, not at all. 16-3 Tigers after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number 1. You don't have to spend a lot to get a lot, because right now you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee from here at Rushi. The Jackson Center Tigers have stormed out to a 16-3 bulge after the first 8 minutes. Rushi tallied the game's first 2 points on a bucket and nicely drawn up play on the opening tip. And with 7:53 to go in the first quarter, Rushi led 2-0, only 1 point since then for the Rushi Lady Raiders. Rushi's got the ball to start the second quarter. Sideline pass, Jenna Cordonier, 16-3, Jackson Center. Now it goes to Tiffany Hatcher. She tries to probe the middle, and the ball is knocked away from her by Kennedy Reese. Long throw down the floor, batted out of bounds by Rushi.
You know, a lot of times you'd say that's out of control, but not Kennedy. That's how she just plays at that speed. There's nothing wrong with that. You'd like to see that.
Inbounding below the rim is Cameron Elkert for Jackson Center. Throws it in, deflected. She gets it right back. Then spots up and shoots the three. Long rebound knocked out to Cordonier for Rushi. 1-on-2 break. Oh, finds a trailer coming in from the right flank. Driving layup, no good. Tough break. Whitney Plyman couldn't get it to fall. And then as Jackson Center got the rebound and sprinted down the floor, tripping foul against Rushi. Tigers have it at midcourt, up at 13.
Well, Heron's gotten one shot off. Hatcher hadn't gotten any shots off.
Defense from Jackson Center has been every bit as impressive as the offense. Elkert's doubled 30 feet away. Gets the ball baseline left to Kennedy Reese. Open from 15 off the flange. Rebound Whitney Plyman of Rushi. Baseball-like pass down the floor to Cordonier. Dropped it. Jackson Center got it. Nice play by Hickey. She's coming off the bench and delivered well for the Tigers.
It's 11 turnovers now for the Raiders.
And the bulk of them caused by tenacious defense from the Lady Tigers. Here's Hickey at the high post. Left side, Vanessa Winter. Ball high overhead. Winter looks right corner. Goes to Kennedy Reese. Into the post to Hickey. Ripped away. Nice defense by Cordonier of Rushi. Outlet pass to Hatcher. Lobbing down inside, intended for teammate Larissa Bowling. It's too high. It goes out of bounds.
You drive me crazy when you got a 6'2 girl and you try to throw a bounce pass down around her ankles for her to handle. Throw it up where she can take it. No one else can get it from her. Let her make her move.
Rushi simply not clicking offensively at all. In nearly 9.5 minutes, Rushi without a field goal.
Now, they had a field goal to start the game.
Yep, and then
other than that, they're done.
Exactly.
Yep.
9.5 minutes since.
Yep.
Zero from the floor. Jackson Center's defense has been stifling. Kennedy Reese, top of the circle. Goes to Cassie Meyer, 25 feet away in the left. She's being hassled by two Rushi players. Gives it up to Reese, who circles. Goes on top to Cameron Elker. Now to Cassie, left side triple, too hard. Scrap for the rebound. Coming out of there with it is Whitney Plyman. Long lead out down the floor. It is Hatcher off and running. Shot hits the beneath side of the board, but a foul called against Jackson Center, I think.
They called it on Meyer, who had one heck of a block. And the official got bumped and got knocked out of the way, so he decided to blow his whistle and make an incorrect call, which you like to see. Got Hatcher at the line shooting two.
First shot, but Tiffany got it. Now, Rushi has remained aggressive. Jackson Center has denied the Raiders entry pass after entry pass in this game. 16-4 in favor of Jackson Center. Make it 16-4 still as that free throw hits the front rim, back rim, and falls into the lap of Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. She's at midcourt, 2 minutes, 10 seconds gone, period number two. Oh, good high-low action, outstanding play. Great dish, Clark to Hickey, but she blew it down on the inside. Rushi got the rebound. Long throw to Heron, who can't get a good look from outside. But then she makes a fine pass
Good reception by Poling on the inside for a deuce, and she's fouled.
She's only a sophomore. She got a lot of time last year. Wouldn't have probably gotten that much time if they would have had a JV team, but is paying dividends right now. She's a pretty good-looking basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Poling long on the free throw. Unselfish play there by Maria Heron. Last trip down for Rushi. She's been thwarted from the outside. Found an open player on the interior. Good dish resulted in a goal. Here's a baseline J by Cassie Meyer in traffic for Jackson Center. Good defense by Rushi, but they couldn't stop Cassie, who poured in the 15-footer, and she was hacked on the arm as her jump shot went through. Count it, plus one.
It seems like we've been watching Cassie play basketball for about 10 years now.
I asked her before the game, I said, why in the world would a four-point student be redshirted? Free throw by Cassie on the way. Swish. 5:23 to go. First half, 19-6 Jackson Center. Here's Maria Heron, 25 feet out. To Cameo Wilson, foul line. High-arching 15-footer. Hit the rim. Shy of the mark. Rebound Clark of Jackson Center. Outlet to Meyer to Reese between the rings. Near side, Cameron Elkert. Now to Reese. Cassie Meyer, left flank. Into the post to Clark. Goes opposite to Reese and pitches it out of bounds.
Good thought. Keeps a little high on the pass.
Yep. 4:58 to go. Second quarter, 19-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Jackson Center's offense not reflecting that of a team that had a scrimmage and four or five practices before game one.
Yeah, just thinking how good they're going to be after they get a lot of time in the gym.
Uh-huh. Defense has been magnificent. In the lane with the ball is Garkey for Rushi. Heron shot. Ball tapped right back to Garkey. Here's Maria Heron for a triple try. Bingo! Maria Heron, 23-footer straight away. She connected, 19-9. Rushi cuts into Jackson Center's advantage.
Good job by Garkey. She got the shot knocked right back to her, and then she found Heron on the perimeter.
Kennedy Reese to Olivia Clark. Good double team by Rushi, which causes a turnover. A travel on Clark as Rushi pinched her down to the baseline and forced the mistake. 4:15 to go, first half, 19-9. Jackson Center leads Rushi. Midcourt, Heron, veers left. It's a high screen from Wilson, lets it fly. Maria again, rim, backboard, rim, it came off. Good rebound by Clark of Jackson Center. Ahead to Cassie Meyer. Dribble drive, nobody stops her. Cassie all the way to the rack, left it short. Defense near the rim by Garkey, who snatched the board, fed it out to Plyman. On top to Wilson. Low on the left, Garkey, shot fake. Leaves it shy of the mark. No good. Fine defense near the backboard by Clark of Jackson Center. And the Tigers, a little weary at the moment, get a timeout. Still up 10, 19-9, 3:39 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
In other Shelby County League action this afternoon, Anna trails Houston 29-19 in the second quarter. Rockets,
wow.
Rockets trail the Wildcats by 10. Here a 10-point game, 19-9, in favor of Jackson Center over Rushi. Just over 3.5 to go in quarter number two. Clark in backcourt to Reese for Jackson Center. Kennedy crossover dribble against Whitney Plyman. Left side to Cameron Elkert. She backs up 30 feet away, double teamed. Gets it to Hickey. Now Hickey's double team. Rushi really trying to step it up defensively. Trapped on two occasions. Almost got the steal. Tie-up finally caused, and Jackson Center receives the arrow.
And that's how you get your offense going, is stepping up the intensity with your defense.
Yep, sure. Outside the arc on the left, it's Elkert. Tigers retain possession with 3:14 to go here in the second quarter. 10-point lead. Jackson center. Here's Kennedy Reese. Left side pass, Elkert, who dropped in a three ball to start the game for Jackson center. High right, Cassie Meyer. Oh, Cameron goes down inside to Clark. Nice pass. Clark on the finish with two ladies on her shoulders. Olivia Clark banked it home. Good assist by Cameron Elkert.
And a great catch by Clark. That was in traffic.
21-9 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Rushi with the ball deep on the left side of the floor. It is Hatcher. Long cross court to Heron. Picked up by Kennedy Reese. Hitting the cutter, Jennifer Donner down the lane to Wilson in the right corner, jumping, shooting from 17, no good. Rebound poked up in the air, and who clutches it? Olivia Clark. She's got it for Jackson Center. Down the floor to Meyer, back to Clark, driving with a left hand, no good. Rebound punched ahead to Heron, 1-on-3. Maria on the arc, still dribbling, feeds Hatcher. Open player down inside, but tossed it over her head. It goes out of bounds.
Well, she was so wide open that Tiffany just didn't. She could have just easily thrown it to her, but she tried to make it a little harder than it needed to be.
21-9, Jackson Center leads. 2:10 to go here in the second. A low-scoring second quarter. In fact, Darushi's outpointed Jackson Center 6-5 in quarter number two. It was a 16-3 lead for Jackson Center at the end of one. After Rushi scored the first field goal. Here's a baseline drive at Jackson Center. Oh, a nice dish down inside to Clark. Shot missed. Vanessa Winter on the pass. Offensive rebound, though, by Jackson Center. Baseline left. Good-looking jumper. Good! Wow, nice shot on the play there by the Tigers. It was
Kristen Ware.
Ware in off the bench. A 5'11 senior. Boy, when you can add Winter and Ware as quality substitutes to this already good starting five, Jackson Center is able to display depth. And over the course of four quarters, that comes in mighty handy. And it's experience depth with height.
And here comes 5'9 Cameron Haney into the game.
23-9 after the Jackson Center field goal by Ware. Rushi on the offensive end. Jackson Center knocked it out. Rushi throws it back in. Here's a drive by Blyman. Oh, a very good pass down inside to Garkey. A little turnaround half hook, hard, and it comes off to Jackson Center. Rushi's had some opportunities, hasn't finished. Left corner, Reese on the arc. Cassie Meyer, good shot fake. Goes foul line. Line drive shot rimmed and came out. Minute to go, first half. 14-point lead, Jackson Center. And we've got Heron being challenged by Reese. Turnover called against the Raiders. 14-point lead, Jackson Center. It was 13 after one. Rushi had designs on putting a big dent into this deficit in quarter number two. Oh, a nice steal at midcourt. Heron took it away from Reese. Then Reese gets a mitt on it, knocks it away. Rushi tracks it down. Hatcher foul line. Right corner, Heron, shot fake. Here's a drive to the rim. Good shovel pass inside to Garkey for two.
Wow, what a pass by Heron.
Maria Heron, good delivery. Garkey was in the right spot. She clutched the pass from Heron. Here's a shot inside the foul line by Jackson Center, way off the mark. Cameron Haney couldn't get it to go because Rushi got a fist on the ball. Here's Cameo Wilson, baseline for the Raiders. 23 seconds to go in the half. Long triple missed on the play by Heron. Stick back is in. Hatcher followed and got two. 23-13, Jackson Center up 10. 10 seconds to go in the first half. Here is Ware in the left corner. Out to Kennedy Reese. Open look, 16. In and out, no good. Stick back is good by the Tigers. Vanessa Winter. And that closes out the first half. Winter got the offensive rebound with the second remaining and dropped it through to restore the 12-point halftime bulge for Jackson Center at 25-13. Halftime coming up, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine here on Scores Broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime at Rushi, Shelby County League girls basketball, and the Jackson Center Tigers away from home to kick off league play for the Orange and Black in front of the Rushi Raiders by a dozen. Rushi 1-0 in league action, already having beaten Houston. Rushi 3-0 overall. Jackson Center 1-0 with a win on Thursday over Lima Perry, but it's been all Tigers so far. Rushi got the first bucket to start the game, and Jackson Center has answered and answered repeatedly. A little surge by Rushi late in the second quarter got it down to a dozen. Our halftime report, Chuck, brought to you as always by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Leading scorers, top players so far in this game are?
Well, if you're on the Rushi side, they've had five young ladies score. Four is the most anybody has. Poling has four. They got three each from Heron and Hatcher. Two from Garkey and a free throw from Jenna Cordonier. They scored 3 and 10. Definitely picked up their offense in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
On Jackson Center side, they got a bunch of girls that scored. Six for Olivia Clark, five for Cassie Meyer, four for Kennedy Reese, four for Kristen Ware, three for Cameron Elkert, two for Vanessa Winter, and a free throw for Alicia Kessler. She didn't get a whole lot of time after she started the game. They scored 16 and 9, 25 for the half. Rebounding is even, 17 each, 6-3 advantage to the Tigers on the offensive boards. Probably the difference in the 12-point game is 14 turnovers for the Raiders, only 6 for Jackson Center.
Yeah, quick hands for the Tigers. Rushi's made some ill-advised passes into the post, but give Jackson Center credit. The defense has thwarted Rushi throughout the first half. Thoughts about Cassie Meyer at the point? She looks pretty good, doesn't she?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had a few concerns, and I still might have a little bit on a team that has a really good quick point guard that's going to play her man-to-man.
Yeah.
You know, her ball handling, but that's only going to get better. But her eyes are amazing. She has thrown four. She has three assists. She should have four. One of the bunnies was missed. But she has four outstanding passes in the lane to a post player. You can't teach that. That's just inherent. She is just a very, very smart athlete.
By our observation, a couple of very improved players so far, one on each team, Olivia Clark, Jackson Center, Larissa Poling, Rushi.
Yeah, I mean, both of them. And one's a sophomore and one's a junior, so mm-hmm. They have a couple of years to even get better. But, I mean, Rushi came back a little bit. One of the problems that they have is they're having trouble getting shots from the outside because of just the overall length. You talk about not being able to get shots in the paint, but with all that length, it's hard to get three-point shots over top of them also.
Yeah, and Jackson Center's pretty deep, coming in off the bench with the likes of Miranda Hickey, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Kristen Ware. not short on experience is Jackson Center.
No, the only thing that scares me a little bit is not real deep at the guard position.
Yeah. About 6 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Jackson Center 25, Rushi Girls 13 at the break on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and a pork chop special on Saturday nights like this evening. Your food is cooked fresh. Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years. Putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street on the web at Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. 25-13, Jackson Center leads Rushi by 12 here at the half. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' games, we highlight a player from each team. Tiffany Hatcher today from Rushi, Cassie Meyer today from Jackson Center. Tiffany, a senior, daughter of Tim and Nancy, 3.965 GPA, can't get any better than that. Active in faith formation classes at the church. Also a member of the Edison Community College Honor Society. Tiffany is an Edison post-secondary option student, and at the end of this year will have earned more than 50 college credits while in high school.
That's saving some money for the parents, isn't it?
Isn't that the truth? She'll go on and study at the University of Toledo and major in marketing and sales. Cassie Meyer, senior at Jackson Center, perfect 4-point GPA, daughter of Tony and Nancy Meyer. Of course, a star volleyball player was Cassie at Jackson Center, which earned two state titles in Division IV the last 2 years. She's also a member of NHS, pitches and plays center field on the softball team, member of academia, art club, and plays saxophone in the pep band at the boys' basketball games. Cassie Meyer does just a little bit of everything. And she'll play volleyball at Wheeling Jesuit, where she will major in pre-med.
She looks like a pitcher. That was my strength, softball.
Tiffany Hatcher, senior at Rushi, Cassie Meyer, senior at Jackson Center. Our LaCal Equipment Spotlight performers here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go, second half from Rushi. The Raiders trail the Jackson Center Tigers 25-13. And Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center gets the third quarter off to a good start with a bang. A long three-pointer, but Cassie, she drills a 22-footer. And Jackson Center bolts on top by 15 points, 28-13.
Nice set play that time coming from the out-of-bounds. Cassie's the one that brought it in, and that's usually the person you better watch. Came around a double screen, found her on the lob pass over the top, and drilled the three.
Rushi with a quick jumper, no good. Rebound by Jackson Center, errant pass. Rushi gets it back. Raiders down 15 early on, first 45 seconds, third quarter. Both teams figure to be in the hunt for the Shelby County League Girls Championship this year. Right now, Jackson Center with the measure of Rushi. Raiders try to get back into this game. Tiffany Hatcher in the left corner. Dribbles foul line, weaves her way, gives it to Heron, back to Hatcher in the post. Goes up and under, left it way short, ball went out of bounds.
She has kind of forced that. You can see a little frustration on Tiffany. Hasn't gotten a look at an outside shot the whole game. Hadn't taken one.
Exactly. How many points now for Cassie Meyer, Chuck?
Cassie now has 8.
Big triple, last trip down, but Cassie to kick off play here in the third quarter and up the Jackson Center lead to 15. Tigers in possession. Cameron Elkert near midcourt, guarded by Maria Heron. Cameron sprints down the left side. Jumper on the go, blocked out of bounds by Poling of Rushi. Very good size on these two clubs, as we have noted all day. Each team starting a couple, 6 feet and taller. Meyer, baseline left, inbounds, left corner. Here's a long fadeaway shot. Cameron Elkert makes it. Wow. She might have been fouled to boot. No call. Rushi fast breaking the other way. Heron into the lane. Batted out of bounds by Kennedy Reese. Cameron Elkert with 2 triples in this contest. That one was from 24 feet. She fell out of bounds virtually after letting it fly.
And you're right, she did get fouled. I hate officials that lose the shooter. They're not supposed to watch the flight of the ball.
And Jackson Center has poured it on, 31-13. 25-13 halftime lead. 6 quick points to start the third on triples from Cassie Meyer and Cameron Elkert. Here's a baseline jump shot by Hatcher off to Mark Marucci. Rebound Jackson Center. 3-on-1 break. Look at Clark go to work. Driving left-hand layup across the lane. A dandy. Wow, what a play by Olivia Clark. And the Tigers have stormed out in front, but 20-33-13. Cameo Wilson on the baseline for Rushi. Now to Plyman in the lane. Gives it up right side to Poling beneath the backboard. Flips it far left corner to Hatcher. Hatcher skips into the middle of the floor. Running shot in traffic, blocked, but a foul by Jackson Center. 33-13. Jackson Center with a surge of 2 triples and a field goal. Olivia Clark, Chuck, we mentioned at the halftime break, she's one of the most improved. Wow, that demonstrated it right there.
Yeah, she did a nice job taking the ball to the basket with her left hand from about, started about 16 feet out.
Whew. Dazzling play by Olivia Clark of the Jackson Center Tigers. After 3 pointers made by Cassie Meyer and Cameron Elkert, 2 foul shots pumped in by Hatcher for Rushi. 33-15 our score in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Kennedy Reese dribbling up and over the timeline. She's pinched near midcourt. Sandwiched there. Gets rid of it. It goes into the corner to teammate Vanessa Winter in off the bench. Right back to Kennedy Reese. And she's nearly tied up. Alertly gets a timeout. Jackson Center conserves the possession with 5:25 to go in the third. Tigers up 18 on scores. Broadcast.com.
U.S. Bank Business Specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You got to attack that the way they're coming out, and as soon as you see you're the person guarding you, go for the double team. You can't just stand and watch. You've got to move yourself to an open spot away from them and let them find you, and you will tear that double team up every time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that is what head coach Jeff Reese of Jackson Center was relaying.
That's basketball 101.
Uh-huh. During that timeout break, Jackson Center ball, far side of the floor. Tigers have done very, very little wrong in this game today. And the lead has swelled to 18. It was 20 before Hatcher's two free throws. Bad pass, Jackson Center, picked up by Heron. Heron streaks down the floor, gives it up to Hatcher. Baseline left, high off the glass, no good. Rebound Wilson, can't get it to go. Cassie Meyer, boxer off the glass, came away with it. Down the floor, left corner, turnover, double dribble on Jackson Center. 3 minutes gone in the third, 33-15, Tigers lead. Rushi, Chuck, has gotten nothing from 10 feet on in. Nothing.
No. Can't get the shot up. They need to try to run some screens and try to get Heron and Hatcher some looks on the perimeter.
Yeah, Rushi needs a string of three-pointers to fight its way back into this game. Flyman dribble drive in the lane. Outside to Hatcher on the arc. She's available. No good off the iron. Rebound Jackson Center. Long heave down the floor to Winter. Winter throws cross-court to Reese, who steers it back out on the arc.
Good choice.
4:40 left to go in the third. 33-15 Jackson Center. Left side, Cassie Meyer coming out to catch Clark at the elbow on the left. Tries to loop it down in, high, low for Ware. Broken up by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Baseline right, Wilson. Foul line open. Shot fake, Playman. Leaner in the lane. Got it. Nice little drive. Whitney Playman gets two for Rushi. It hit the back of the rim, kind of stuck there, and kerplunk, it fell in. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 33-17. Jackson Center leads, four in a row by the Raiders. Here's Clark catching on the left. Makes that spin move toward the rim after dribbling, and it's blocked away by Rushi. Bounce pass low on the right. Seven-footer, polling open. Good feed by Rushi. Shot missed short. Here comes Reese the other way for Jackson Center. 16-point lead Tigers. Foul line Clark, 16-footer. Swish! She's got it. Assist Kennedy Reese. Great finish by Olivia Clark, most improved player on the court here today. Wow. Olivia looking very good. The 6'2 junior had a fine season as a sophomore, and she's going to be a star this year. Quick long triple pumped up there by Hatcher of Rushi. It's hard off the flange. Rebound Jackson Center.
Well, that was Clark again on the rebound, and she had no business to get that ball. She just is that aggressive right now.
She's been a dynamo on the glass. And at midcourt, Kennedy Reese has got it, and we've got a violation.
That was one of the quicker 10 counts you're ever going to see.
Yeah, Reese deliberately took the ball to midcourt, methodically stepped over the line, and she was whistled for 10.
I think that was a metric 10.
3:07 left to go here in the third quarter. 35-17, Jackson Center leads. Tigers' biggest bulge, 20. Here's a baseline drive by Heron. Noah, nice late dish on the play to Garkey. Out of nowhere comes Cassie Meyer to get a mid on it and slam it out of bounds. Right of the rim, Hatcher to inbound for Rushi. And what do we have away from activity? Clark holding in the paint. Rushi needs a series of baskets late in the third quarter to get this thing down near 10. Entering the fourth. Hatcher baseline. Waits and waits. Throws it out near midcourt for Heron. The long arms of Meyer getting a finger on it. And Cassie goes down, gets the basketball, scoots toward the rim, left it short. Rebound Rushi. Long 60-foot throw. Hatcher got it underneath. Action fast and furious at the moment. 35-19. Jackson Center's lead is 16, had been 20, 2.5 to go third quarter. Meyer midcourt for the Tigers. 30 feet away, Cameron Elkert picked up by Heron of Rushi. Elkert still dribbling near midcourt, picks up her dribble in some hot water now, needs help. Hands it off on the play to Hickey, who comes out to get it. She's tripped, spilled at midcourt, no call, loose ball. Heron's got it. She gobbles it up, drives, and lays it through.
Well, is that not a foul?
Don't know. 35-21. Rushi answers back, cuts it to 14. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Meyer, top of the key, dribbling some more. Nobody picks her up. She turns and lets it fly short. Rebound taken down by Tiffany Hatcher of Rushi. She glides up ahead, goes to Heron. Heron loops across the top of the key. Open player, Cordonier, lets it fly. Three-pointer was below the rim. Somehow or other, Chuck, it popped out. Loose ball rebound underneath, awarded to Jackson Center. That's a mistaken call.
Yeah, the other official outside saw it, and it went off Meyer's leg. And that's good officiating. I mean, the guy underneath was screened out. The guy on top saw what happened.
And they both looked up here to press row,
and I went.
Chuck McBee pointed. Give it to Ruchet. Minute 42 left in the third. Raiders have the ball baseline to the right of the rim. Jackson Center's lead down to 14. Ball lobbed to Cameo Wilson in the paint. Right side pass goes to Plyman. Hits a cutter in the lane. It's Garkey. Baseline left, Wilson. Oh, good head fake. Drives. Oh, hacked up on the arm.
Yes, he did.
Cameo Wilson showed ball above her head, got defenders off the ground, and then attracted the two-shot foul. Every point here now the rest of this quarter, big for Rushi, which has put a significant dent into that 20-point deficit. Free throw Cameo, yes. Cameo Wilson on target, 35-22.
That's her first point.
13-point advantage. Jackson Center was 33-13. So 9 of the last 11 have been scored by Rushi. Make it 10 of the last 12 by the Raiders, who are within a dozen. 1:28 to go, third quarter. Reese in backcourt for Jackson Center. Good pressure by Rushi, which will not quit. Reese up the right side. Gives it up baseline right to Winner. Deep left corner, long three ball by Vanessa. Overshot it, but Jackson Center got the loose ball rebound right back. Lob to the post to Krista Ware. Muscles against Wilson. Left it short. Rebound Kessler, Jackson Center. In, out, no good. Kessler again short. Tigers misfiring in close. Here comes Rushi. 55 seconds left in the third. 12-point game. Wilson 30 feet out. Starts a drive on Kessler. Loops cross court. Open player Cordonier leans in. Banks it home with a foul. Count it plus one. Here come the Raiders.
Yeah, I tell you, that trap that they started running has disrupted Jackson's offense and got them going offensively the other end. The Raiders, that's a good defensive move by the coaching staff.
And what was a 33-13 lead for Jackson Center is now 35-25. And Jenna Cordonier at the stripe for Rushi, chance to finish off a three-point play. Shy of the mark, no good. Rebound kicks out to Jackson Center's Vanessa Winner. Up the floor to Cassie Meyer. Now to Reese. 38 seconds to go in the third. This game is tightened up. Looked like Jackson Center was going to run away and hide early in the third quarter, but not so. Give the Rushi girls a lot of credit. Foul line Kessler back to the basket. Goes opposite to Cameron Elkert. Elkert pulls up on the arc. Right corner Winner. Winner hangs on. 15, 14 seconds to go. Tigers might as well play for one now. Here's Reese between the circles. Foul line back to the basket. Winner out of Reese with 7 to go. Tigers need to get it in the hands of Cassie Meyer. Reese, top of the circle. Cameron Elkert lets it fly. Good! Oh, my goodness, she made it falling backward and was fouled to boot. Cameron Elkert, a 26-footer. Down she went. 7/10 of a second to go in the third quarter.
There's a backbreaker right there for Rushi.
A Hail Mary by Cameron Elkert. She flung it at the last split second. In it went with a millisecond to go here in the third quarter. 7/10 on the clock. And she's at the stripe for a four-point chance. 38-25 Jackson Center. free throw bouncing, no good. Rebound Poling, that's it. Into the third quarter, Rougie had cut it to 10. Cameron Elkert rips in a triple to end the third quarter, and the Tigers lead is 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jackson Center up 13 over Rushi as we start play in the fourth. Chuck, you were remarking during the break, Tigers have relished playing in the open floor in this game.
Yeah, they're better right now, scatter court. They see the open person to get down the floor. Their half-court offense not nearly as perfected, but that's going to come with time.
Uh-huh. Rushi with the basketball behind the 13. Heron head of the key, picked up by Kennedy Reese. Left side to Hatcher on the arc. Three-pointer not there. She drives. Ball fed to Poling in the middle. Back to the basket. Kessler on her too closely. Common foul, ball out of bounds. Tiffany Hatcher will throw in baseline, 10 feet to the right of the hoop for Rushi. Hatcher's got it, looking, trying to find someone. Throws it out toward midcourt, tracked down on the play. Whitney Plyman scooped it up. Gave it to Wilson high. Plyman foul line, right back to Wilson. Oh, good drive, right down the lane. Scoop shot, good, nice play. Cameo Wilson. Long strides by her, paving the way toward the goal. She caught it 17 feet from the rim, and away she went, 38-27. Jackson Center's lead is 11. Left side of the floor, Reese, out on top to Cassie Meyer. Right wing, it goes to Vanessa Winter, rotated back to Meyer on the arc. Left flank. Elkert straight away, now Reese. Minute gone, fourth quarter, 11-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's Elkert, deep in the left corner. Back to Reese. Outside the arc on the right to Vanessa Winter. Ball rotated right corner. Into the middle of Kessler. Kessler turning. Half hook, left hand. Too hard. No good. Rebound on the deck. Rushi comes out of there with it. On the go. Up the floor. Heron. Fakes left. Goes right. In a little bit of trouble. The top of the key. Kennedy Reese reaches in. Gets a hand on the ball. Then diving at the feet of Heron is Elkert, who picks up the foul. 6 minutes, 37 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center once led 33-13 with 3 minutes gone in the third. Rushi cut it to 10. Wiped out half that deficit. It's now 11. Rushi's got the ball. Here's Hatcher, far right wing, 25 feet out. Holding, gives up the dribble, into Poling, the squares. Wraparound pass, low on the left to a teammate. Cardon, you're in trouble. Shot blocked, comes right back out on the arc to Hatcher. Drives into the lane, squeezes between two defenders, shovels, and gets the benefit of a fortunate call. It goes against one of the taller players of Jackson Center, and Hatcher maneuvered for two free throws. She got the break from the referee.
I never understood an official who rewards someone who forces their way through traffic.
Free throw Hatcher, swish. 38-28. Rushi down 10. Timeout called on the floor. 6:20 left in the fourth. This game still undecided. Rushi coming back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi High School. Fine girls game here today in the Shelby County League. Rushi trailing Jackson Center by 10, 38-28, 6:20 left in the fourth. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, Jackson Center had bolted out to a 33-13 lead 3 minutes into the second half. Rushi's come back strong. Second free throw, Tiffany Hatcher lifts the rim and comes out, taken down by the Tigers. Cassie Meyer, who's looked good at the point today, brings it up top of the circle. Left side pass to Vanessa Winter, dribbles into the corner, baseline now. Clark at the post with it. Now to Meyer on the arc. Cassie hangs on, whips a pass cross court. There's a long range three-pointer, arched up the Winter, around and out. Rebound by Rushi. Raiders can trim the deficit to 8 or 7 here. 5:47 to go, Reese on Heron. Heron spin move, top of the key. Gets a screen from Wilson. Look at Maria go to work. Good late dish down inside to Poling, who capitalizes and scores the goal. Thanks to Maria Heron on the drive.
You can see the senior guard starting to take over a little bit.
38-30. Here comes Rushi. It's an 8-point game. Raiders have shaved, 12 points off the lead of Jackson Center in about 8 minutes. Here's a long, long three-point try by Cameron Elkert. Might have been out of her range, but Rushi fouled her.
She has made three threes, has shot five, and honestly, this is only the second time they've called it, but she's been fouled every time.
And she is at the stripe with three foul shots, I do believe, right,
yes,
Chuck?
Yes.
Well, when you do sink a few of those, you alert the defense that they better come out and guard, and sometimes you get a little anxious. Free throw, Cameron, strong, no good. 38-30, Rushi by 8, 5:21 to go in the fourth. Second of three foul shots, but Cameron Elkert, yes. 39-30, Jackson Center.
She used to shooting three. She had to step back a little bit on the free throw.
Cameron from the 15-foot stripe. Toe just short of the line. Free throw, rim, backboard. It trickled through.
Nice form.
40-30. Jackson Center up 10. 5:16 to go here in the fourth. Wilson, high post for Rushi. Gives it up near side to Jenna Cordonier. Into the lane to Poling. She maneuvers, double team, blocked away. Fine D by Elkert and Clark of Jackson Center. Rushi then tries to knock it away. It goes out of bounds off the Raiders. Outstanding interior defense all day long by Jackson Center. That play right there, just a sample of what's happened most of the afternoon. 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. 40-30. Jackson Center up 10. Here's Clark. Meyer with an errant pass at midcourt. Didn't hit the teammate. Heron stole it. Drives down the floor into the lane. Short, no good. Running rebound. Good by Cordonier of the Raiders. Good follow by Jenna Cordonier. 40-32. Jackson Center up 8. That basket there fueled by a miscue, but Jackson Center at the timeline. Left side Reese to Meyer. Tries to go back door. Broken up. Wilson's got the steal. Throws it up ahead, batted by Meyer. Loose ball picked up by Heron. Shot fake behind the arc, down inside to Poling. Goes up hard against Clark, who slaps down and commits the foul. And now Rushi, with 4:17 to go, Chuck, can a couple free throws and whittle this deficit, which was 20, all the way down to 6.
They've had a nice run. They've got way behind at the start of the half.
Larissa Poling flops in the free throw.
Oh.
And it's a 40-33 game in favor of Jackson Center. 7-point contest. Jackson Center against Rushi's pressure. A bit sloppy the last several minutes. Poling, front rim, backboard, in. 40-34. Rushi pressuring. Meyer's got it in backcourt. 70 feet from the goal. Dribbles up against Hatcher. Cassie at midcourt. Doesn't give it to Reese. Cassie hangs on. 5 second count underway. Cassie in hot water and loops it across the court to Cameron Elkert. Timeout. Jeff Reese, Jackson Center. Still 4:03 to go in this game. 6-point contest. Jackson Center leads on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This game here today, Chuck, typifying Shelby County League girls basketball. So much fight in Rushi, which was down 20. Jackson Center played extremely well for 2.5 quarters. Mounted a 20-point cushion. It's now a 6-point game. Great scrap by the Raiders, who hung in there. Jackson Center with the ball, 3:45 left in the fourth. 40-34 Tigers. Here's Cameron Elkert, cross court on the play to Winner. Winner 30 feet out, bounce pass to Meyer, who stumbles, foul called. Hatcher commits it for Rushi, only the Raiders' third in this half.
Which is amazing with the tenacious defense they've been playing in the half.
Yeah, sure is. Ball out of bounds to Jackson Center right beneath us. We're perched above the floor here at Rushi. It goes into Kennedy Reese. Quick reach around against Whitney Plyman. Two fouls against the Raiders. Four in all in this half.
Well, and those two fouls, not really bad, because you don't want to be down at the end of the game and not have to foul and have to give up three or four before you get to the one-on-one.
Right. Here's a baseline drive by Vanessa Winner in the paint. Muscles went up, blocked on the way by Rushi, and then the Raiders heave it 50 feet down the floor out of bounds.
That's another key to the half. 14 turnovers in the first half for the Raiders. That was only their second in the second half.
Much, much better floor game for the Rushi Raiders in the third and fourth quarters against Jackson Center's very good defense. Here's Kennedy Reese striding up over the timeline for Jackson Center. 3:16 to go in the game. 6-point lead, Tigers. Dribbling, 30 feet out, Winner. Oh, she's hemmed in. Cameo Wilson with a great tie-up move. Aggression by Cameo, and the arrow will give it to whom? Jackson Center retains it.
Right, that's one of those where you say, good job, but she was about a half a second away from a 5-second call.
Mm-hmm. Next arrow will go to Rushi. Boy, the Raiders have taken the fight to Jackson Center the last 10 minutes or so. Well, just when you thought Rushi was knocked out at 33-13, well, the Raiders kicked it into a second and third gear. Here is Reese up the left side, behind the arc to Hickey now, who's on the floor for Jackson Center. Miranda goes through the head of the key, bounce pass into the right corner to Reese, deflected by Rushi. Let's see if the officials confer.
That was the correct call.
Out of bounds off the Raiders.
Reese reached for it. She didn't touch it.
Rushi wanted possession. Referees say no. Meyer inbounding below the rim. Lobs way back out to Elkert near midcourt. Now Meyer comes out to get it from her. And let's see, maybe a moving screen in Jackson Center. That's what's been called. Meyer tried to skip around Cameron Elkert, who might have been moving just a tad. Foul on the Tigers. That was marginal.
I think there was contact, but the contact was created by the defender, not the offensive player.
And you know what, Chuck? It was 45 feet from the basket, and really no advantage was gained either way. Here's a dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Heron, deep three, right corner on the way by Hatcher. No good, strong. Rebound, yes. Poling on the weak side for Rushi. Marissa Poling cut it to four. 2:34 left in the fourth quarter. Tremendous rally by the Rushi Raiders. Here's Reese up the right side. In trouble. Tripped and fell. Lost the ball. It's rolling. Rushi's got it. Picked up by Heron. Then she's upended. And she'll shoot the double bonus. If the scoreboard is correct, 9 on Jackson Center. Next one is 10. Yep. Head coach Jeff Reese up off the seat for the Jackson Center Tigers, wondering why a foul was not called on Kennedy Reese, who was spurting down the right side of the court seconds ago. Appeared to be contact over there. She went down, slid to the hardwood. Ball went free. Rushi gobbled it up, away with the Raiders. And the next contact against Jackson Center was called. It's been a very physical game.
And that was 5 on Cameron Elkert.
Cameron Elkert's out with 5 personal fouls. It's Reese, Clark, Hickey, Cassie Meyer, and Vanessa Winter on the floor now for Jackson Center. 2-shot situation at the stripe for Tiffany Hatcher, and she's a very good shooter.
It's Heron.
I'm sorry, Maria Heron was spilled on the play. First foul shot good. Second one skipping off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Hickey for Jackson Center. That was a big board.
She did 2 steps out of there, too.
And the 2 steps are called there on Cassie Meyer. Hickey might have walked, not called. Meyer at midcourt did travel. Whistle blew. We've got a 3-point game. 2:16 left.
That's 11 turnovers now for Jackson Center in the second half.
A terrific comeback by the Rushi Raiders, who once trailed 33-13. A 24-7 run here by Rushi. Deep in the right corner. Goes on the play to Plyman. Back out of the arc to Heron. A 3-pointer ties. They want to go inside to Poling. On the bounce, it's Plyman. In the middle, then thrown back to the arc. Intercepted by Kennedy Reese. Big steal for Jackson Center. Reese gives it up on the play to Meyer, 30 feet out. Rushi had a possession with under 2 to go to possibly tie and made a miscue. And Jackson Center's putting the ball in the deep freeze at the moment. Keep in mind, 4 team fouls on Rushi. They've got personals to give. Reese on the dribble. Gives it up to Meyer, 35 feet away. Protects the ball. Foul Hatcher, who went through her backside. Common foul. Minute 32 to go. Clock is ever so important. Rushi down 3. A minute 32 left. Close of the game upcoming. It's turned into a thriller on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Chuck, I know it's a cliche, but this game has clearly been a tale of two halves.
Yeah, no doubt. Turnovers both directions. Rushi had all of them in the first half. Jackson's turning it over now under the pressure.
Jackson Center inbounding far side of the floor. A minute 28 to go, fourth quarter. Here comes the double team on Kennedy Reese. She's trapped just beyond the timeline. And let's see what's been called. Jackson Center, who gets another timeout.
And I think they just used their last one.
Wow. Team foul situation, 10 of the Tigers. Rushi in the double bonus. Raiders have committed 5. A minute 25 to go in the fourth. Chuck, we'll keep it right here. Let our listeners know all about Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Don't miss out on high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. You can view furniture at Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for even more savings. Take advantage of the coupon right there at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75, Goffney Furniture. Design center and room planning service available for your convenience. Minute 25 left, 3-point lead,
and the safety net is gone. No more timeouts for Jackson Center, so if they get in trouble, they're in trouble.
Tigers lead it by three. Rushi was once down 20, inbound to Kennedy Reese. She's trapped at the timeline. She might have gone over and back. She did.
That is the absolute worst place that you can inbound a basketball, right in the corner at midcourt. You go into the backcourt and get it. Now you got all that room to move. She stayed in the forecourt. A lot of teaching things going to be happening from this game, Phil, I promise you, for Jackson Center.
And Rushi with its second possession to cut it to one or tie. A minute 16 to go in the ballgame. High post, Cameo Wilson. Looks. Bounces off on the play to a teammate, Heron. It hits her foot, goes into backcourt. She tracks it down. That's over and back. Rushi with two possessions, Chuck, inside a minute and a half to tie or cut it to one. And the Raiders didn't get a shot either trip.
Let's see if they go into the backcourt to get the ball now.
Inbounding right in front of the Jackson Center bench is Winner. She looks, bounces on the play to Meyer. Meyer at midcourt, she's doubled. Came close to walking, gave it back to Winner. In the left corner to Clark. Clark back to the basket, maneuvers, draws a two-shot foul. Boy, that was a game effort by her to put it up.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that she has enough confidence in a two-point or a three-point game to put it on the floor and go to the basket like that.
Olivia Clark, certainly one of the most improved players over the last year here on the floor today. She's got two foul shots coming, nailed on the arm in the act of shooting. And lo and behold, from the 15-foot foul strike, she threw it up there about 17, 18 feet and banked it off the window.
Well, she had missed her first three, so you know, whatever it takes.
That's a big free throw, easy for me to say. 41-37, second shot way short in the lane, too soon anyway on Jackson Center.
Yeah, Cassie Meyer stepped in.
41-37, that foul shot, though, does eliminate the three-pointer from time. Two-possession contest. Dribble drive, Heron down the lane. Deep three, right corner, Plyman missed it wide left. Strong rebound, but Jackson Center yanked down by Winner. Backcourt to Meyer, 45 seconds to go. Up end to Hickey. Hickey tries to go wrap around to Clark on the three-on-two break, and Rushi stabs it out of bounds on the baseline. 44.3 left. Jackson Center up four, trying to hang on and survive. Cassie Meyer looks, low on the left. Oh, what a dish. Point blank range, missed on the play of a Winner. Rebound, Cassie Meyer, that might do it. Cassie Meyer on the stick back. It's a 6-point game. Heron on the arc for Rushi, picked up in a hurry. Into the post to Poling. Turn around, Jay. No good, but she's fouled with 30 seconds to go. 43-37, 6-point contest. Jackson Center leads. Rushi had cut it to 40-37 with a minute and a half to go.
Had two possessions to try to get it shorter, and they just didn't get it done.
Here's Poling at the stripe for Rushi. She connects.
I like that young lady.
Yep. Timeout called with Poling at the stripe. Second one coming. Half minute remaining. 5-point game. Jackson Center leads on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Wow, Chuck, we could not have asked for a better Shelby County League girls opener here on scoresbroadcast.com. I say that a mistake because actually our Shelby County League opener was this past Tuesday.
Yeah, we had Anna and Fort Warming.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good game, too, here tonight in the Shelby County Lake.
Oh, yeah. I'm impressed with both teams. I mean, the first half, it was all Jackson. Second half, what a comeback by Rushi.
Fine contest here this afternoon. Bowling at the stripe for Rushi. Second free throw to cut it to four, and she does. 43-39, 30 seconds to go. Full court pressure by Rushi. Gets inbounded to Clark in backcourt. And she has not been sharp at the line in this game. Rushi fouls her immediately. 1-1 for Olivia Clark with 29 seconds left. Only a second went off the clock when Jackson Center pitched it in play.
Well, and that's a mistake, having her down there receiving the inbounds play, and an outstanding coaching move for Rushi.
Clark, 1-1, eyes the goal, high-arching free throw, clanged off the iron, long rebound to Rushi, 25 seconds left. Here's a deflected pass, picked off on the play by Winner of Jackson Center. She's got it in backcourt, foul again. Wilson picks it up for Rushi with 20.2 to go. It's a four-point game, Tigers lead. Eighth team foul on the Raiders, still the 1-1. Jackson Center missed the last one. Rushi could not capitalize. Winner at the stripe, eyes the goal, swish, perfect. Big shot by her.
I'd like to spend about an hour with Olivia and her free throws. I think I could make her a better free throw shooter.
Perhaps a little too much arch on the shot.
I don't like the way she messes with the ball. Just stand up there with both feet on there. Right. Take two dribbles, do the same thing every time.
Both foul shots by Winner, good for Jackson Center, which leads by six. Quick three, Maria Heron, it is long. Saved inbounds by Wilson, but right to a Raider. Winner, right to a Tiger. Winner's got it, foul by Rushi with 9.6 remaining. And it looks like Jackson Center is going to pull it out after leading 33-13, Chuck, 3 minutes into the second half, and seeing that 20-point advantage dwindle to 40-37 with 90 seconds to go.
Already looking forward to the rematch.
Yes. Winner at the line for Jackson Center. She cans it, and it's 46-39 in favor of the Tigers. Second free throw here for Vanessa Winner, the 5'8 senior for Jackson Center, who came in off the bench and has played very well today. And she makes another clutch free throw. 8-point game. 8 seconds remaining. Here's Heron spotting up, launching the long three ball. Swish for Rushi. 47-42, a second remaining. It's heaved down the floor to Meyer, and that's it. The Jackson Center Tigers survive. A tale of two halves here today in this very good Shelby County League girls basketball game. Jackson Center stormed to a 20-point lead early in the third. Rushi rallied to cut it to three. Jackson Center hangs on to pull it out to five. 47-42. Heck of a game today here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got more coming for you tonight. We stay right here at Rushi. The St. Henry Redskins from the Midwest Athletic Conference come to town to take on Rushi. Approximate start time, 7:30 for the boys' varsity tilt tonight. We're on the web online at 7:10 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Big shout-outs today to a couple of Rushi sponsors. Thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Both came on board with us during the high school basketball tournament last March. A lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to them very much, along with these ANA sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in ANA, which has grown to include 8 divisions. Thanks, too, to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center, and Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Chuck, great game. Jackson Center prevails. Just as you said, I'm looking forward to game two between these two teams later on this season.
Well, if you look at the individual scoring, rebounding was, well, I didn't figure them yet. 29 each. And 8-5 offensive rebounding advantage to Jackson Center. Jackson Center turned the ball over 12 times in the second half after only turning it 6 times. Rushi turned the ball over 14 times in the first half, but ended up with only 19 for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Individual scoring, polling led the Raiders with 12. They got 9 from Heron, 8 from Hatcher, 5 from Cordonier. I thought she did a nice job off the bench. Wilson had 4, 2 each from Plyman and Garkey. On the other side, Jackson Center had 3 in double figures. They were led by Clark with 11 and Elker with 11. Meyer had 10, 6 for Vanessa Winter, and she had a nice game off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 each from Reese and Ware, and a free throw from Alicia Kessler. 9 of 17 from the free throw line, 11 of 18 for the Raiders from the free throw line.
Jackson Center excelled in the first half, Rushi in the second. We'll have to wait to January 19th, Chuck, when the two hook up again at Jackson Center. That, too, should be a marvelous game. The Jackson Center girls next in action on Tuesday at Waynesfield Goshen. Tigers are home next Saturday versus Anna. Meanwhile, Rushi plays a Monday night game here against Newton. That's coming up in just 2 days. And then Rushi girls are at Marion Local Saturday, December 10th. Or I should say are home to Marion Local on Saturday, December 10th, and play at Anna on Saturday, December 17th. Fine game here today. Jackson Center hangs on to win it by 5. So many thanks to our...
We got our Clancy's.
Yep, our Clancy's star of the game. Coming up in just a second, thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Troy Body Car Star, Sydney Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, with the best sports page coverage around, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? The In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. And our Clancy's stars of the game, Chuck, there were several, a number of players who performed extremely well here today.
Well, on Rushi, I'm going to go to sophomore Larissa Poling. I thought she was terrific today and played really well mm-hmm. against all that height from Jackson Center. And on the other side, Cameron Elkert and Olivia Clark.
Yeah, Cameron Elkert made some really big threes. Olivia Clark was very formidable early on in this game for Jackson Center.
Yeah, I was impressed with both those young ladies. And we could probably give it to Cassie Meyer every time, so we're gonna give her a break.
So these young ladies are our Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 499. 2-88-20.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, the fight in these two girls' teams was fun to watch here today. It was very entertaining. Turned out to be quite exciting. Jackson Center hangs on to nip Rushi by 5. Keep in mind, we are back on the web online at about 7:10 tonight, approximate 7:30 tip-off. St. Henry boys at Rushi later on this evening. We stay right here at the Rushi Gym to bring you the MAC against the Shelby County League tonight here on Scores Broadcast. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Rushi, where the Jackson Center girls have nipped the Rushi Raiders 47-42.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.